You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service.
Senator Tammy Baldwin has introduced bipartisan legislation aimed at supporting businesses that heavily rely on winter weather. It is known as the Winter Recreation Small Business Recovery Act and would ensure that businesses that rely on snow can get disaster relief funding during mild winters, which is an issue that Northern Wisconsin has struggled with in recent years. This would add snow droughts to the list of recognized disasters under the Small Business Act, and businesses who apply for disaster relief could be eligible for an SBA injury disaster loan. Monday, April 21st from 4 p.m. to 5:30 p.m., over at the Fields Public Library, there's a faux stained glass for youth class. This is for ages 7 to 18 and is hosted by Jen from UCreate Studio, where she will show the kids how to paint a faux stained glass plexiglass piece. Once again, this is happening Monday, April 21st from 4 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. over at 286 Cherry Street in Phillips. It's a season for tornadoes, running from April to August. Meteorologist Brittany Rollo tells us how they form.
A tornado is a violently rotating column of air extending from the bottom of a thunderstorm down to the ground. They can completely destroy well-made buildings, uproot trees, and hurl things through the air, turning them into deadly missiles. A tornado can touch down during the day and at night. But they do need three specific things to form. The fuel, which is the heat and humidity. A spark, which lifts the warm air up, usually from a cold front. And the last thing needed is a spin in the sky. For example, if you put a pen between your hands and roll it, one hand moved faster than the other to make that happen. This is what the winds need to be doing at different levels or directions. And all of those must happen for the perfect tornadic environment. And when they align, it happens fast. Twisters can also lift up and drop down again, creating gaps in their path and sparing one house over the other. There are also sometimes multiple vortices inside one tornado, causing scattered destruction as well. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau.
Do you know a high school student that's interested in both art and nature? Then they may want to enter the design competition for next year's state park passes. Until April 30th, high school students can submit designs for next year's Wisconsin State Park and Forest Vehicle Admission Passes. This is open for all high school-age students in Wisconsin, and the artwork should focus on outdoor recreation, animals, or plants in the state. Steve Schmelzer is the Parks and Recreation Management Bureau Director, and he said this is a great opportunity for students to blend their artistic passion and interest in our natural resources. He is grateful for all the students who submit artwork and said it's never an easy choice to pick just one design. The vehicle mission passes provide access to more than 60 state park, forest, and recreation area properties across Wisconsin. Think you're the best puzzle around? Then you can get a team together, 2 to 4 people, and sign up for the Westboro Public Library's Puzzle Competition. This is a family-friendly event and is free and sure to be lots of fun. They have space for 7 teams, and you can sign up today by calling 715-427-5864. Once again, that's Saturday, April 26th from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., over at North 8855 2nd Street in Westboro. Wisconsin sits on two great lakes, which lends itself perfectly to the shipbuilding industry. Lisa Hale reports on efforts to rebuild domestic shipbuilding.
Marinette, Sturgeon Bay, Manitowoc, Milwaukee, Green Bay, all cities involved in commercial and military shipbuilding. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin wants to ensure that our nation's shipbuilding industry remains strong and vibrant. Baldwin has introduced Buy America and Made in America requirements into the defense bill.
By the way, you know, we know about the big shipyards in Wisconsin, but there are hundreds of and upon hundreds of small businesses that supply certain components for those ships.
She added military vessels aren't the only ones to be concerned with. Baldwin said not so many decades ago, the U.S. dominated shipbuilding. That's no longer the case.
I think in the last year for which there are records, we built in the United States 5 commercial ships, and China built 1,700. So hopefully that sunk in. We have gone from being dominant in commercial shipbuilding to having our lunch eaten by China.
Baldwin added that she will be happy to work with President Donald Trump in efforts to resurrect the U.S. shipbuilding industry. Early in his current administration, the president said he was committed to that objective. Last week, Trump directed the Department of Defense to explore actions that could bring commercial shipbuilding back to the United States. She said one of the actions might be docking fees for Chinese vessels.
But he's set in motion the work that the administration has to do to see that through. And that's one where I'll work really closely with him. And
Baldwin made her comments during a virtual town hall meeting for her constituents in Northeast Wisconsin earlier this month. I'm Lisa Hale, Civic Media News.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
A bad night for the Brew Crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers' first night back at home, and they lose to the Tigers 9-1. Detroit was up 9-0 by the fifth inning. Pat Murphy says the Crew didn't lose like this last year.
Yeah, this is the fourth time we've been blown out in 17 games. We didn't get blown out four times in 162, I don't think. But this is the fourth time in 17 games, so that is concerning.
NBA, the Bucks getting ready for the playoffs. They face the Pacers Saturday at noon. Head coach Doc Rivers on how the team looks heading into that best of seven series.
I like some of the things we're doing. I actually think we need the week of practice. I really do. I think we can really hone in on some stuff that we want to do, especially with Giannis handling the ball more. There's some things we feel like we need to get better, and I think we can do that.
The Phoenix Suns have fired head coach Mike Budenholzer. After just one season, they finished with a disappointing record of 36-46. Budenholzer led the Bucks to an NBA championship in 2021. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Not sure if he slept in a tent or mud wrestled, but political rock star Bernie Sanders did make an appearance at Coachella over the weekend. The senator from Vermont took the stage to a huge response from the crowd before introducing Claro and complimenting her on her activism. Sanders then performed an 18-minute guitar solo before smashing the instrument and kicking over the drums before exiting the stage and telling the crowd to f*** off. Amy Lou Wood is lashing out at Saturday Night Live for going too far by making fun of her teeth. The White Lotus actress was no stranger to attention she received regarding her choppers, but said she was disappointed and called the teasing unfunny and mean. SNL cast member Sarah Sherman wore even bigger, exaggerated teeth. The sketch is available on YouTube if you want to judge for yourself. Despite the risk of getting vomited on or having a soda thrown at them, audiences still continued to flood theaters to see the Minecraft movie. It was tops at the box office for the second week in a row. According to Variety, the film showed an impressive hold in its second week, with the crowd size diminishing by only 50% in its impressive second week. The film is now at $281 million domestically and $550 million globally. Minecraft was the only movie that was not a new release in the top five. Coming in at second place was the religious film King of Kings, which brought in almost $20 million just a week before Easter. 20th Century Fox's The Amateur came in third place with $15 million. A24's Warfare came in fourth place with a take of about $8.5 million. The film received rave reviews from critics and is beyond intense. And the thriller Drop came in fifth place with $7.5 million at the gate. In case you're scoring at home, the movie with the worst critic score was in first place, and four critics' darlings rounded out the top five. Actor Mickey Rourke has been asked to leave the show Celebrity Big Brother due to behavior resembling that of Mickey Rourke. That entails using offensive language and mistreatment of others. First, Rourke used threatening and aggressive language toward a fellow housemate, and that was after he had already been warned for inappropriate homophobic comments to fellow contestant JoJo Siwa. And he always seems so well-adjusted. When Roger Ebert really liked a film, he would say two big thumbs up. That makes sense on two fronts. My latest Pete pick is Warfare, a film about a platoon of Navy SEALs on a surveillance mission in Iraq that goes horribly wrong. It has a group of young actors who portray soldiers dealing with real-life war trauma. The film is written and directed by Iraq veteran Ray Mendoza. It's hard to watch at times, but the excellent direction makes Warfare the best war film I've ever seen. My thumbs aren't as big as Roger Ebert's, so I will say two medium thumbs up. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
A little light snow right away this morning, then a mix of clouds and sunshine with a high of 42 today. Wind will be northwest at around 10 to 20, gusting to up to 30 at times. Tonight, clear with a low of 20. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 54. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98QCountry.com or trailmix.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.